It is Black Friday, so if you'll allow us to switch gears just a bit, we have some suggestions for great books that deserve to be on your shopping list. Petra Mayer is an editor at NPR Books, and Petra, welcome back to Here and Now.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Okay, first let me ask maybe a subversive but obvious question. Do people even give books as a gift anymore?
I think so. I think books are wonderful gifts. So here's my peculiar problem, which is that I grew up getting books from my parents every year. I have still stacks of them, you know, with the year neatly written in my mother's handwriting, and they're precious. But I can't give people books anymore because everyone knows I get them free at work. However, for people who don't have this very peculiar problem, books are a fantastic gift.
Now, are you saying like books in the old school paper and binding type book,
yeah,
or ebooks? I mean, I'm curious.
Ebooks, I am a devoted fan of the Kindle. I love my Kindle. It is great for keeping stacks of paperbacks, especially because I read stupidly fast. It's a useless superpower, but there it is. So I have a Kindle and I can go plowing through stacks of paperbacks on my Kindle, but nothing beats the sensuous pleasure of a book in your hand, you know, the weight of it and the feel of the cover and the smell of the pages and the ability to flip back and forth and to dog ear things and to carry it around with you and to make friends with it. I mean, you know, it's books are not a zero-sum game.
No.
You can have a Kindle and you can still love to give and receive books at Christmas.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And or Hanukkah or you know, your holiday of choice. Sorry.
It's okay. And I don't think you have a useless superpower. We have to come up with a superhero who can read books at high speed and make a comic
out of it. One of the lesser X-Men, like okay, after they were really running out of ideas.
Okay, so we've promised people suggestions and maybe we should get to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got a whole list of books for the season, including one that's gotten a great deal of book club buzz, and that's The Story of the Lost Child.
Yeah, everyone I know is reading this book. Elena Ferrante, the author, is a pseudonym. Don't actually know. Very mysterious Italian author who communicates only in emails through her publisher. The Story of the Lost Child is the last in a series that's called the Neapolitan Novels, and it's this sort of vast, sprawling tale of these two women who become friends as young girls in Naples. There's some suspicion that this may be autobiographical. People have actually gone and looked for, like, the street where they supposedly grew up and found the house where maybe Elena Ferrante lived. We don't know. But anyhow, it's a really nuanced and interesting portrait of a female friendship. These two girls, they become friends as small children in that way of sort of friends that you have your whole life that will always be with you. You may push and pull each other, you may hate and love each other, but you'll always be in each other's orbits. Mm. I wish Douglas Sirk was still alive to make a movie out of these books, because kind of that's what it brings to mind for me. Although I think maybe the depictions of female friendship in Elena Ferrante's books are more complicated than your average Douglas Sirk melodrama, but it's kind of the scope of the thing and the sweep and the huge emotions and the lifetime of friendship that you see in these books. And everybody I know is just can't talk reading Elena Ferrante.
Wow. So I can see why it's got such pull. Well, let's shift gears entirely and talk about a book on your list that's specifically for foodies out there. And it's by the former editor of Gourmet Magazine.
Yes, absolutely. Ruth Reichel, My Kitchen Year. So Ruth Reichel was the editor of Gourmet, which was shut down abruptly by Condé Nast in 2009. And she was sort of at a loss after that. She didn't really know what to do with herself. And so she retreated. She sold her apartment in Manhattan or rented it. Or anyhow, she moved upstate to upstate New York and sort of went back to the kitchen and also spent a lot of time on Twitter, which she credits for sort of helping her refine her thoughts about food, because when you have to think about it in 140 characters, everything gets very clear. And so it's this memory of her the year after Gourmet shut down and all of the food that she made. And it's sort of dotted with recipes, which are amazingly delicious looking. There's actually one on our website for Vietnamese caramelized pork, which I'm going to try because it looks so good. And I would also say that you should, if you have a foodie on your list, Ruth Reichel has written a number of memoirs, and the first one is called Tender at the Bone, and it is amazing. I read it a million years ago, and it's stuck with me all these years. And it would be a great pair with this book. She talks about sort of growing up with a mother who was notorious for accidentally poisoning people at dinner parties because she was such a bad cook. And then it's sort of her awakening into good food. And there are these scenes where she's a, you know, an exchange student in France, and she gets to taste this cheese, this rare and forgotten cheese. And it's just this, you can taste it with her. Her writing is so immediate and so visceral. It's, I read that book a million years ago, and that was the first thing I thought when this came out was, oh my God, I want to buy another copy of Tender at the Bone and read these together.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, there's a twofer. So let's get one more suggestion in here, because I hear you're particularly excited about Uprooted.
Oh God, yes. This is my favorite book of the entire year. Every year there's a book that I have to buy extra copies of because I give it to everyone. So this one's going to my younger cousin. She and I has some similar taste in fantasy. Oh, if you hear this, Cousin Anzia, shh, it's not your, don't look, it's not your Christmas present.
That's true. Spoiler, cousin.
Spoiler. Anyways, so Naomi Novik has written a number of amazing books. She wrote the Temeraire series, which another series that I keep extra copies on hand to give to people. Think Napoleonic Wars with Dragons. It's just delightful. But this is a standalone, and it's a sort of, I can't quite say it's a fairy tale retelling. It's very fairy tale influenced. And the interesting thing about it is, you know, it's got a girl with magical powers and a scary sorcerer in a tower and a terrible threat to her beloved homeland. It reads as if it's a story you already know. Naomi Novik does such wonderful things with, you know, drawing on fairy tale imagery and language that it has the sort of ring of truth of a story that's been around for centuries, even though it's quite new. And just personally for me, it's also set in a kind of weird hybrid of Poland and Russia, which is my part of the world, and I'm really excited when books are set there. But it's beautiful. This is another book that has a great female friendship in it, actually, because the friendship between the village girl who gets taken by the sorcerer and her best friend, who is the beautiful, accomplished one that everybody thought would be taken by the sorcerer, and how this changes their relationship but doesn't fracture it, and how it stays strong and how it actually ends up driving a lot of the action of the book, is just wonderful. This is... I can't say enough wonderful things about this book. I love it.
Well, we've got your entire list of book suggestions at hereandnow.org. But Petra, before I let you go, I should mention that NPR Books also has an interactive guide for listeners who are looking for book suggestions.
We do. We do. It's called the Book Concierge. Every year we do a new edition of it. So you can see the ones that are up now from last year and the year before. And then this year's version will go live probably at the beginning of December. And what it is a giant matrix of several hundred of our favorite books of the year, and they're all sortable by tags. So there's a list of tags on the side, and you can say, I want a book for my book club that's kind of long and maybe it's funny, and I want it to be a historical novel. And you click all those tags and it will filter out, and every book that meets those criteria will pop up on the screen for you with a little write-up from, you know, whichever of our reviewers recommended it. And it's a really handy, fun tool to play with.
That sounds so cool. Well, we'll link you to the NPR Book Concierge, and we've also got all of Petra Mayer's book suggestions at hereandnow.org. Petra Mayer is an editor at NPR Books. Petra, thanks as always.
It was a pleasure.